Welcome to The Intern Show.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
And I'm Elias Alvarez.
The Intern Show is a podcast produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom. We aim to broadcast news by students for students.
In this special holiday episode of The Intern Show, we'll learn more about what college students in Yuma are up to over the holiday season. But first, some news.
On December 20th, the city of Yuma will be hosting a Christmas ball presented by Crossroads Mission. The event will be held at the Yuma Civic Center from 6 to 9 p.m., and we'll have food, desserts, a photo booth, and live music to dance the evening away. It is, however, an 18 and up event that requires RSVP and semi-formal attire. Tickets are $65 for each individual.
Yuma Nightmares is hosting Twisted Christmas, a unique holiday event featuring a haunted house with Christmas decorations and spooky characters. The event offers two experiences, a walk or drive-through haunt with festive yet eerie displays, and spooky Christmas music with a traditional haunted house. It's designed for families, with the option to enjoy hot cocoa while viewing the decorations from a vehicle. The event runs Wednesday through Saturday, and has been open from December 11th until the 28th, and will only be closing for Christmas Day. Tickets are $10.
MLC Productions will present A Merry Midlife Crisis, Clean Comedy Extravaganza, on December 21st at the Yuma Arts Center Historic Yuma Theater. The show, running from 7 p.m., offers a mix of stand-up, musical improv, audience participation, and crowd work. With an interactive atmosphere, expect humor on relatable topics like marriage, divorce, kids, and careers. For more information, visit the City of Yuma's website.
So, Mac, what do you think about the holidays events in Yuma?
I think it's really awesome that there's so many different opportunities for, you know, Yuma residents to not only engage with their community, but to also celebrate, right?
Yeah, you know, especially because in these times where you just want to go out, spend time with friends and family, those are the best opportunities we have here locally.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always good to sort of look for more ways to celebrate and have fun with friends and family.
In this week's Slash interview, we'll learn more about a student returning home for the holidays.
Welcome to the Flash interview. Can you please introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about what you're doing here in Yuma?
Hello, I'm Van Webb, and I'm a student at NAU, and I'm back in Yuma for Christmas with my family.
Oh, do you normally live in Yuma?
Yes.
So what was it like having to move back out of the dorms?
It was okay. There's currently a mouse living in my dorm room, so I live in fear.
Do you have any Christmas plans for your family?
I think just eating dinner together and opening some presents.
Cool. Is there anything else that you're planning on doing while you're down in Yuma? Are you going to go back up to Flagstaff for the spring semester?
Yes, I am heading back. In Yuma, I just plan to spend time with my friends and family while I'm here.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
That was Van Webb, a Yuma resident who recently returned home for the holidays from Northern Arizona University's main campus.
So, Elias, I take it you live in AWC's dorms, right?
Yeah, pretty fun.
So what is it like now that you're out of the dorms and back home with family?
Honestly, the only thing I didn't miss about being back home is, like, being woken up by the dogs barking.
But it's good to spend time with them now.
Yeah, I like being around my family always. They are my family, so I can't say I don't. But, you know, it's like I just went from a home in the college to just a home in Somerton.
The holiday season is in full swing, where residents make plans to gather with their loved ones to celebrate the holidays. Student reporter Elias Alvarez spoke with students from Arizona Western College about their plans for the holidays.
As the holidays approach, students are excited to reconnect with family and friends, sharing stories and enjoying their favorite traditions. From preparing festive meals to fun family games, students talked about the meaningful ways they plan to celebrate the holidays. Dylan Potratz, an actor and student at AWC, said that his family comes over to open presents in the morning.
I celebrate the holidays with my family coming over. We wake up early in the morning to open up our presents as we still... Well, there's been some unfortunate news when I was 12 years old when I discovered the existence of Santa. So, but luckily, I think his spirit is still with us. So that's one thing that I always, by spreading Christmas joy, but also just watching some movies. Yeah.
Melanie Munoz, majoring in studio arts, also stated that she plans to spend time with her family and hopefully her partner.
Mis planes para los días festivos son pasar tiempo con mi familia y mi novio, si es que puede venir porque vive lejos. Y quiero disfrutar de momentos tranquilos y mucha convivencia con toda mi familia. Nos gusta reunirnos desde temprano el 24 para cocinar todos juntos la comida de la noche.
A tradition which Muñoz noted started before her family grew.
Ah, no, no es por familia grande. En realidad hacemos esto desde que la familia era más pequeña. Solo nos gusta estar a todos en la cocina, conviviendo mientras cocinamos. La responsabilidad es cada quien va tomando las que pueda hacer. No es como que cada quien tenga algo asignado. Solo cada quien toma lo que quiera o lo que pueda.
Natalia Lozano, a biology major, said she will be celebrating outside of Yuma at her grandma's house. And she also spoke about the tradition of going to a festival for the Virgin Mary.
My plans for the holidays is going to my grandma's house and spending time with my family. I usually leave Yuma for the holidays and I go back to Mexico. One of the most meaningful traditions that we do, at least in my family, is going to El Festival de la Virgen de Guadalupe.
Chloe Michaels, a theater student, mentioned that while she celebrates Christmas, her family is very relaxed about it.
I celebrate Christmas, but it's just sort of whatever happens kind of thing. We're very chill about the holidays. We don't really have set traditions, really, say. I do know that, like, I like to make jokes about having certain traditions that aren't real, because, like, it just, I'm such a smart aleck that I'm just sort of like, it's not what we really do, but it's just something silly I like to make up every now and then just to screw with people, but I don't really have any traditions. We try to get together. If we don't, we don't. If we do, we do.
And while Michael's family doesn't have any set plans or traditions for the holidays, Michael shared that she started her own when it comes to Secret Santa exchanges.
So every year, and not a lot of people know this about me, when there's Secret Santa involved, I like to go to the Dollar Tree and find these little, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, like these little tiny garden gnomes. And I do this every single year. I do this every single year to where I would get a garden gnome and just put it in there. And I just go like, I hope someone gets my garden gnome. So this is my third year doing the garden gnome tradition where I just go to like the Dollar Store and just get a garden gnome. So far, and I'm probably just gonna be exposed by this, but like that's just my experience. And it's a silly tradition that I started on my own because I wanted to do a tradition and I was like, what tradition can I do? And it started when I was doing an improv show called Reindeer Games. And I was like, let's put a garden gnome in there. And she really loved the garden gnome gifts. So I was like, well, let's do a garden gnome again. And they really like the garden gnome gifts. So I just get people garden gnomes every year.
Wishing everyone a happy holiday season. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Elias Alvarez. The interim show is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC, Colorado River Public Media.
Send your questions or comments to studentnewsroom@kawc.org.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the KAWC Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Since 1980, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has been a trusted philanthropic partner, helping individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits work together to create a stronger community.
Our holiday special theme music is Xmas Jam 2 by Nerdtastic Beats. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
Thank you for tuning in to
The Intern Show.